the Rift, a special episode to celebrate the lifting of the Beta NDA, December 22nd, 2010. My name is Arithian, and people are probably sick of hearing from me right about now, but hey, it's nice news. Now we can talk about Beta. Today, I actually have three guests. My first guest is Scott Hartzman. He takes some time out to talk to me about the reasoning behind lifting the NDA, the huge mega-scale invasions launched in Beta 2 on Sunday, December 19th, and a bit about his State of the 2 Beta 2 post from the 21st. Now, Tryon have lifted the NDA on the betas, and I'm sitting down for a brief interview with Scott Hartzman, Rift's Studio General Manager, Chief Creative Officer, and Executive Producer. Hi, Scott.
Hello.
Now, can you tell us what the drive behind the lifting of the NDA, which covered, you know, the first two betas, why?
Well, I mean, it's more of a question of why not, really. The big thing that we were waiting to make sure that we were able to do was ship and test the gigantic, massive invasion events at full scale, and those succeeded beyond my biggest hopes and dreams. Really, this past weekend, there's just something incredibly cool about seeing 600 players all taking part in the same event, where you've got, you know, level 8 to 20, you know, event that had content for solo people, content for groups, it had raid bosses, it had gameplay objectives, everything just came together in a really really good way. You know, of course, there were little tweaky things that happened with it, but all in all, we're calling it a gigantic success, given that we, you know, we ran the thing across 15 servers a whole lot of times across two different continents. And like I said, it could not have gone any better. We were really just waiting to make sure that we've got the signature piece, and is the signature piece able to be shown off? And the answer was a resounding yes.
It's a definite yes. I have video footage to prove it.
Sweet. So. I'm glad you thought so. I mean, there is a tendency in a lot of MMOs for people to just really want to, you know, play on their own and not really interact with the environment and not really have the environment play an active part. And a lot of what we're doing, it kind of flies in the face of some recent conventions of having, you know, the world be an overly safe place. I think we proved very well that there's still a gigantic audience out there that wants the world to be really interactive and would rather play through the key stories in the game instead of just having, you know, seeing movies or seeing cutscenes or seeing IGCs.
Well, it definitely gave it an element of danger. You know, I was playing through, I was like level 10 or something, and this was before the event, and we had like 5 or 6 invasions and footholds. And I mean, these things were like level 18 elites and I was like level 10. And I thought that was great. And then Sunday happened. Now, you know, I'm not your, you know, I will be picky. But this was fun. It was fun and nobody crashed.
Yeah, so. I mean, I think the reason that it was such a success is largely because it's not that people don't like grouping, it's that people don't like being inconvenienced, and it's the most convenient thing in the world to group up with others when you all happen to be standing in the same place and something is happening to all of you. People pull together in a way that is, I mean, it's just remarkable. And then they talk about what a great time that they had. I think I saw more community building happen in those events in this last beta than I've seen in any MMO in a decade.
Now, you said the servers held up to like 573 people at once with all the invasions and all that.
And that was one single event in one single zone on one single server out of the 15 servers that
we
had.
So you did it on all the 15 servers?
Oh, yeah. We did it on all of them a whole lot over the weekend. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, there really were some amazing invasions and footholds and rifts and things that I hadn't really expected from playing the parts of the beta that I'd played before. I didn't, when you said there would be, you know, massive multi-content, I thought it would be like a couple of rifts, you know, or invasions coming together here or there. I didn't expect this. It was kind of shocking, but it was a good shocking.
Now, good. That was exactly the idea. I mean, the reason we haven't been going into it is we didn't want anyone to see it coming.
Yeah.
So we wanted to get people's genuine reactions to what happens when you're suddenly standing around minding your old business. Oh, and by the way, the world just exploded.
Yeah.
You know, it's something.
Now, you alluded to having this type of capability. Now, you've like dropped hints, you know, we will have the massively component, et cetera. And people have gone, yeah, sure.
Yep.
Now, This is the first we've actually seen it in action. Now, was it sort of a secret test, like you weren't quite sure that it was going to succeed? So even though you'd mentioned it before, you weren't going to hype it because, well, you didn't want it not to succeed.
Right. We didn't even, I mean, just to give you an idea, we didn't even, we have an internal test that's considerably smaller than the larger scale betas that we're doing. That audience had not seen these. The beta audience was the first people other than Tryon employees to see this event. Because, you know, there's no use in, no use in tiptoeing up to it. We didn't want to run it for a smaller audience and then get a lot of fake, you know, a lot of false results in terms of how fun or not fun it was, because it's an event that is very specifically designed to work at the scale of having 100 to 500 people of the correct level in the same place at the same time. We very intentionally, we started it out on one server, watched it run through. Okay, everything went okay. Went over to another server. It started there, just sat around and watched it all happen. And it was kind of hilarious to me with how many people were thinking, were, you know, a lot of people thought it was really cool. But I think the biggest thing that surprised me was so many people thought this was GMs spawning things. And this will never, you know, oh, how are you going to do this for real? You can't do this for real. No, guys, this is the game doing this. This isn't GMs sitting around doing this. You know, this is the game itself. This is game content. We designed content that we have a whole content system that's about this. And so I think, you know, even just reading some of the reactions today, there's still some people who just don't quite grasp that.
Oh, yeah.
This is the, no, guys, this is the game. This isn't a bunch of human beings sitting around pulling levers.
Yeah, they think that a lot of people think that a GM was playing that big tree ant that was squashing people.
Nope. That is a zone boss, and he is rooted in this, ooh, no pun intended. He's rooted in the story for the zone. You know, it's all part of the L4 storyline and Prince Hylas up there in his keep, making, kind of went a little crazy. You know, making pacts with the Plane of Life, trying to take over Silverwood in their name.
Okay.
And now, so, yeah, this is playing through that story.
Now, it was really like a full-scale war. So, mm-hmm. I mean, basically you needed to gear it for a completely full server.
Yep.
So, because if you just have a couple of groups and this happens, people are going to get stomped. Now, is the idea that they'll sort of rally around it?
So the idea, the exact mechanic by how these things will be deciding to fire is something that we're kind of keeping to ourselves for now.
Okay.
but suffice it to say that this is content that there will be more of. The goal is to make sure that we've got cool events like this in every zone in the game, whether it's the zone bosses themselves and the zone mini bosses, you know, which are group and raid targets, to the massive, you know, the gigantic storyline events themselves. And the system is fully aware of how many people are in every place, and the idea is to not stomp a poor group with a full group zone invasion and have them go, oh crap, we can't play. So, you know, it's a balancing act we have to do on the back end, but it's something that, because of the general, you know, the general positive state of the servers, we're able to be focusing on things like this that people care about now.
Now, okay, so you're keeping it mostly to yourself, but so are these like they're not a GM triggered thing. This is the system working. So mm-hmm. the system, when you've like done the tweaking that you need to do, mm-hmm. will be set to appear occasionally, or are they like completely randomly dynamic that's just going to happen when the system wants it to?
Let me put it this way. Either one of them are absolutely possible. Yes, there is an automatic system that does these things, mm-hmm. but at any given time, a human being can go onto a server and say, you go. You know, okay. So it's not an either or kind of thing. It's just that the plan is to make sure that the system is doing it on its own.
Okay.
You know, yeah. In order for the beta weekend, we were artificially goosing it because we did want to make sure that a large number of beta players got a chance to see it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's not the plan for the long term. I mean, obviously, it doesn't really work to have, you know, AGM sitting on every server 24 hours a day, just pushing buttons, triggering events. That really doesn't work out so well.
So it can be forced, but basically the whole thing is that the system will act independently when you've got it all fixed and tweaked and everything.
Exactly. It's the same system that controls the rifts, the smaller rifts and invasions themselves. Beta 1 for us was a big stress test of the system as a whole, and then beta 2 was a test of the scheduling of those things and the population sensitivity. So, for example, in beta 1, people saw whole bunches of invasions that were freed up and running around the, you know, rampaging through the landscape, and it was great. But it wasn't until later in that beta that the system was actually doing it itself. Earlier in the beta, it was us doing it by hand. And so beta 2 was about making sure that the smaller rifts and smaller invasions, that the system scheduler was handling it on its own. There were no GMs anywhere triggering those kinds of things. Those were just happening. And so then in the next beta, the idea is to make sure that the larger scale events are on that also. Now, that said, we will very likely still be goosing it because it's a limited time beta. And for us, it's more important to make sure that more people get a chance to see it, as opposed to trying to keep it artificially rare or anything silly like that.
Excellent. Okay, now, in your State of Beta 2 post, you hinted at increasing the amount of points available to be spent in souls. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, absolutely. One of it's been a consistent piece of feedback throughout, you know, ever since we started doing small-scale external testing all the way through the larger-scale betas, that generally, people find the system to be great, and we took that as a compliment.
It is.
I'm glad you think so. And hell, we're glad everybody thinks so. There are two points that were really worth addressing, and that is at the ultra low end, when you're, you know, a person just starting out, you get points, you know, when you're only getting them one per level, you're really not, it doesn't feel like it's ever a smart idea to play with the coolness that is having multiple souls active at the same time. And then on the other side, at the ultra high end, once you're max level, there's those abilities that require all of your points in a single soul to get. And we kind of like those abilities. But the thing is, if you really want one of those, you also kind of have to make this almost Sophie's choice between do I play with the cool system or do I get the cool ability? And that's really not the kind of choice we wanted people to be – we really wanted to be forcing people into. We did kick around the idea actually of reducing the number of points available in each soul to try to compensate for that. But we do, you know, it's instead of going that route, what we wanted to do was go, okay, we spent some time, you know, over the weekend while people were playing in beta, because, I mean, it just became the kind of like the obvious thing to do and saying, okay, let's go over all the abilities over this weekend and see what happens if we add some number of more points and also then give them out sooner. And in looking that over, you know, the four folks that were doing the looking went, you know, this is actually going to be okay. And then the next question became, okay, then what happens if we both do that, as well as open up the soul selection wide open such that people aren't just choosing from, you know, three souls for their calling right off the bat? What happens if every time they make a choice, they choose from all eight? And then they looked at it, and, you know, and the systems designers looked at that same night and went, well, if we move a couple of abilities around here and there, that's actually not that difficult either. And by the time they did both of those surveys, I mean, it kind of just became a foregone conclusion that everybody was looking at this going, this is, I mean, people were, you know, we kind of suspected it on the internally. The feedback from the outside was overwhelming and was really pushing us to look harder at it. And, you know, tons of credit to, you know, Adam Gershowitz and our systems team for bringing it up as, you know, hey, guys, this is, I mean, just look at this. This is where the players are wanting us to go. This is where we should spend some time and see if we can deliver. And, you know, props to those guys. They came through in flying colors as far as I'm concerned.
I have to admit, that was a very good news for me, because that was probably my pet hate of the class system was the fact that when I started, especially if I was playing, if I was trying a mage in the beta, I did not want to play one of those classes at all. I didn't want to. It was just me, you know, but that was my personal opinion. And I felt kind of, you know, boxed in by it. And that really makes me happy that they're going to be
good.
Available.
Good. Yeah. I mean, I mean, obviously, as you can tell, you're far from alone. I mean, that was, I think, one of the most common pieces of feedback that, you know, that we were getting from everybody. You know, I read forums just like everybody else. I also read the majority of the feedback that we get in game too. And yeah, that was the overwhelming piece of feedback. You know, I want to play a necromancer chloromancer. Why do I have to pick a warlock? What is that all about?
Now, are you going to give people enough information that they don't pick a class that might not be ideal? Like from the start, that they will know, like, say, Archon, maybe. You might not want to level with that character for the first, you know, 10, 15 levels or something.
Right. Well, keep in mind, there's a couple of other things that we're doing with the rate that we give out souls.
Oh, okay.
For beta 3, you're actually going to have two souls by the time you walk out of the newbie area.
And when is beta 3?
Beta 3 will be, that's actually a separate topic.
I tried.
But that's okay. That's all right. I'm happy to answer it. The thing that's important to remember is that in the system, as we're laying it out for beta 3, is that, I mean, you have two souls before you even encounter your first creature.
Yeah.
And so it's not that you're ever being an Archon by itself. You will already be an Archon be an Archon slash something else. Because when we say we want to get people into multiple souls early, we mean from moment zero.
Excellent.
And previewing will also be a part of that. Soul preview has been something that, we always knew we wanted to do it. And after beta 1, it became, wow, this is even more important than we figured. And then after beta 2, it was, okay, hurry up and get it in this week. We need it right now. You will be, every time you encounter a soul as a reward, you will be able to preview it, which means you'll be able to see the full tree, mouse over and look at all the abilities. You'll get an idea of, is this a DPS soul? Is this a tanking soul? Is this a support soul? Mm-hmm. It's, presenting, making sure people have the right information to make the right choices, even when they're going to be getting more sooner, is still important to us.
Yes.
And you had asked about beta 3, which is yet another place where I really hope that, people do understand that we take their feedback very seriously. We had originally planned on having some time to breathe between Christmas and New Year's, as with many industries. Instead, because of the overwhelming number of people requesting it, we will be running beta 3 between Christmas and New Year's. And it will be it's a bit of a remix of beta 1 and beta 2. But the emphasis for Beta 3 is going to be on the dynamic events, the zone mini-bosses. So there will be new content on both sides for people to see, as well as the newly expanded soul system, so people are able to play dungeons and play through some of those events and start new characters, and be able to explore a whole hell of a lot more of the system than they were able to in Beta 1 and Beta 2.
Oh, that is excellent.
I thought you might like that.
Just a little. Because, I might have some time off in between then. That would be great.
There appear to be a lot of people that do, strangely enough.
Now, I know you're very short on time. Uh-huh. I really appreciate you taking time out of your extremely busy schedule today.
It is always a pleasure to talk with you.
Oh, thank you. Well, we look forward to playing Beta 3 and seeing all the changes that go in and hearing what everybody else has to say now the NDA is lifted for the beta.
Yes. I am absolutely looking forward to being able to speak even more freely about it than I am right now. That's for sure.
Me too. It's really hard to, not answer people's questions.
Understood.
Well, thank you, Scott. Have a great rest of the, holiday period.
Why, thank you very much. You take care.
My second guest today is Olivian. He is a forum and IRC regular and a member of the Tranquility EU Guild. It's due to his guildmate, Latera's fraps, and Olivian's editing that we have a video of one of the invasions to show you. Well, right now I have Olivian from the Rift Forums and the Rift IRC and naturally the Rift Beta with me. Hi, Olivian.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
Now, Olivian has played in the betas and he's actually from the Guild Tranquility. It's an EU guild and they actually provided us with a really awesome video of the invasions and everything that were seen, the invasions and the, the big zone bosses and everything that were seen on the Sunday beta event. So first of all, Olivian, can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Well, I've been a long time MMO player. I've played since Lineage 2, which launched like 6 or 7 years ago. So
you've been here for a while.
Yeah, I've been here for a while.
Now, you've been playing the Rift beta, right?
Yep.
What did you, I want to know, because I didn't, I got to see Rifts and Invasions on Friday and Saturday, and then Sundays I spend doing the podcast, and I managed to miss the really awesome, Treant Invasions and everything. What sort of scale was it? Was it really from the video I can see a Rift and an Invasion and a Zone Boss all at once. What was it like?
Let's put it this way. If you put 100 people together and you get 400 or 500 mobs swarming you, it was like that. It was just insane. I don't know if you ever did a castle siege, a fortress siege in Iron or Lineage. or a big raid boss with 80 people.
Yeah, I've done that.
It was like that, but then with a lot of mobs extra. It was just awesome.
Now, was it expected? Like, did you expect this to happen after seeing, like, just the little raid, you know, just, you know, three or four little invasions wandering around here or there? Were you expecting something on this larger scale?
No, definitely not. We all were like, what the hell is going on this time?
Did you think they broke it?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Yeah, definitely. It, like a lot of people said, it was the most fun I have had for years in an MMO.
Was it like, was it hard, or was there just way too many people there for it to be hard?
Some parts were hard, especially the part till we got organized, but me being in a guild, I managed to organize the raid fairly fast. So we managed to trivialize it a little bit, and we were, at least I thought the boss hit a little bit too soft, but it was fun either way. And they were level 20 bosses, so...
And did that tree have like 400,000 hit points or something?
Yes.
Oh my god.
500,000 HP. And we had another boss which we didn't fraps, which had 380,000 HP.
And now I saw at the tree boss, he does like a knockback.
Yes.
And does the knockback do damage, or did it just knock you back?
I think it did damage, but it was so little we didn't really notice. And we had 8 or 9 healers in the raid. Oh. So.
Well, that would help.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, you also got turned into deer. Was that like sort of a crowd control spell?
Yes, it was like fear, but instead of just fearing you around, it changed you into a deer.
That was really cute, all the little deers on the screen. Now, Scott mentioned to me that in the next beta, which will be in between Christmas and New Year's, they are going to have like the same 1 to 20 on each side, but with all the new changes to the soul system that are coming through from the State of the Beta 2 post, and with, you know, all the new points that you get at you know, you get at different levels now, like you don't just get one a level. So they're going to have all this in place for Beta 3, which is like next week. So what they're also going to have, of course, is... not just this first wave of them trying the system out. They're going to be tweaking it and giving us more and more and more. So are you going to hope that they like take feedback into consideration and they maybe make stuff a little harder, or?
Yeah, definitely. Me being a bit more of a veteran as most makes stuff, well, trivial. And especially as we have seen that before, so.
Yeah, and maybe because, you know, they're such big bosses, maybe... You know, especially the zone bosses maybe should be given some more hit points or given...
Definitely, or more damage.
Yeah, maybe just hit
more
a bit
damage
harder.
Mostly. Yeah, if you watch at the video, you barely see my health move, so
I really don't think your health moves in that video very much. But the overall effect of it, like the amount of mobs and the amount of people, that is impressive.
Yeah, definitely. I was amazed how well the engine held up.
Did anybody crash?
I think we had one or two crashes, but we were like with 100 or 200 people there, so.
So really, that wasn't bad odds.
No, definitely.
Now, are you looking forward to the changes they're going to make in the soul system, where you can now choose, you know, two souls by the time you leave the very beginner area, before you even hit a mob?
Yes. I mean, the complaint that we had in beta was that, well, we couldn't pick what we wanted. And we can do that now, and we can pick even more as we, well, expected. So I'm really, really happy with that.
So now, instead of, you know, being forced to play a warlock, a pyromancer, or a or an elementalist, which is my pet peeve because I like the necromancer. So, you know, I'll be able to play that necromancer from the get-go, which makes me a very happy person. Now, you were playing the ranger in the video. How did you find the ranger?
Well, I didn't play the ranger. A guildie of mine shot the video, so... Yeah. I've played just a classic paladin.
Were you the tank with the number one on you?
Yes.
Oh, that was you. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's just a little pink dwarf.
Did you like the dwarves?
Yes.
Did you find the hands freaky?
They were so cute. I played a female dwarf.
Oh, well, they're much prettier.
Yeah, they don't have those huge hands that the males do. So.
You've got to be careful, though, because I made a really short dwarf, and when I went through and I found this like NPC that was obviously the biggest male dwarf, it was kind of creepy. So I was like, she's walking away from him.
Yeah, I've had the same thing in Lineage 2, where, well, the female dwarves were a bit more preteen as the male dwarves were.
They are a little, aren't they? But they're really cute, and I think their faces are really expressive. I think they're one of my favorite.
Definitely.
Well, thank you so much for coming and like actually giving us a, you know, firsthand perspective of what it was really like. So basically, would you sum it up to say that they were great, they were impressive, they were unexpected and stable, but you'd like to see some improvements in the actual encounters?
Yes, definitely. I wouldn't mind them being a little bit more
challenging.
Yeah, challenging, that's the word.
Well,
but it was definitely fun. That is what we look for, in at least in an MMO. At least that is what I do.
Yeah, me too. I do like that they're obviously taking our feedback into consideration because of how many changes they've like made in the last two betas. So,
yeah, it's a big refreshment over my last MMOs where they didn't take feedback at all. So
they didn't listen to a word we said.
Yeah.
So let's hope that in the next beta that there is some that they might hit a little harder.
Yeah, at least I hope so. I don't think everyone hopes so, but...
but we do, so that's good.
Yeah, we do.
Well, thank you, Olivia, and it's been a really good chatting to you.
It was my pleasure.
And thank you so much for the video, too.
Yeah, I was happy a guildie managed to make a video of it, so I could edit it.
Everybody needs to look at it. It is really good.
Thank you.
And my final guest today is Cindy Abigail Bowens. She takes a few minutes to sit down and talk to us about the community, beta, and the NDA lifting. Now as our third guest today, we have Cindy Abigail Bowens with us. Hi, Cindy. It's good to have you back. You weren't with us last week.
Hi, Ari. Yes, I missed you so much.
Monday's podcast wasn't quite the same without you.
Oh, I really did miss it. But we've been pretty busy and keeping things running for beta.
Now, so. NDA has lifted.
Yes, and we're so excited about that.
Now, Scott kind of explained why it's being lifted now, because the testing has worked and they're happy with, you know, going ahead with letting people know about it. How has it been from your standpoint, you know, the beta? How was it? How, you know, how is it going to be, do you think, now that NDA for the betas has lifted?
I think we'll hear a lot of great comments. We saw so many people just having a lot of fun playing the game. It was really exciting, too, because, you know, alpha has been going on for a while, and the alpha population is not that high. So it's been really fun to jump into the betas and see tons of people running around and doing things and working together. And it's just been awesome to see the world finally populated.
Now, does this mean we're going to get some more detailed stories from you because now certain things aren't under NDA anymore?
Yes. We can answer a lot more questions. I mean, obviously there's still things we're not ready to talk about until we have details finalized.
Yeah.
But you're going to see more and more information coming out faster and faster because, you know, we're adding things, we're correcting things, we're fixing things, we're tuning things. Well, not me personally. I'm just the community manager. But, you know, I see these guys just jumping in and getting things done. It's so exciting to be part of a beta where you're really seeing feedback and you're really seeing changes made. And, you know, a lot of people said things about this beta. A lot of people said, oh, it's just a stress test, nothing, you know, this is how the game's going to be in the final version. And, you know, I tried to tell people that's not what was going to happen, but it's really exciting that now that they can see, you know, yeah, these beta events are about tuning and adjusting and making the proper changes for the game so that it'll be ready for launch and be the best it can be when people actually can come in and play for real.
One of the best, one of the best examples is the changes from Scott's State of the Beta 2 post, that they are actually going to be changing the initial soul implementation into the game and that there will be points to spend. I mean, that there just screams, you know, we're still changing things. The game is truly in a testing stage.
Yes, absolutely. I'm excited about those changes too.
Me too.
I've been enjoying playing and I can't wait to play with those. And it's also been really cool to see our in-game community developing. You know, I'm not one of the developers. I see all of this happening from the sidelines, just like the rest of you, only I have a front row seat. And you know, I've seen the game developing. I've seen changes made as we went through alpha. I knew what the plan was. I knew what, you know, how things were supposed to work with rifts and events and stuff like that. But I mean, to see it actually happen rather than, you know, theory and paper and all of that, to see these things actually going on was just amazing. But the thing that really got me more excited than anything was seeing what happened with the community. Haha, because I'm the community manager, of course.
Funny that.
But as I played through the beta this weekend, what I noticed was, you know, the events started happening on Saturday. You know, they started opening a lot of rifts and the invasion started happening. And I was running around to them as well. And it was pretty chaotic. You know, you'd have just dozens, if not hundreds, of people running to this area and just slam, 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 kill everything as fast as you can, move on to the next place. But by Sunday, what I saw happening was rifts would open up and people would come onto the general channel and be like, all right, there's a rift over here. There's an invasion over here. Let's join raid groups. Everybody make groups and we'll team up. And people were starting to work out strategies. And during the day, the level of the mobs became more and more difficult. Till, you know, by the end of the event, some of those mobs they had out there were just crazy. And it was interesting to see that people were, you know, some people were still just running up and hack and slash and all of that. But you saw, you know, groups coming together and the community talking with each other and communicating about, okay, what's the best strategy? How can we get to this mob? How can we, you know, do all these different things? And you know what? The exciting part is you ain't seen nothing yet. You know, these rifts were great. These invasions were fantastic. But, you know, you yourself have seen some of the end game rifts.
Yes, and, I have.
They're going to be incredible. I mean, it's like, shoot, you guys are having fun, but this is just practice.
Yeah, this is so the system is capable of this and so much more, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going really, really well. I mean, like I said, I've seen everything on paper. I've heard all the theories. You know, I knew the way things were going to go. But it was just so incredible to see it come to life, especially on Sunday.
I think one of the strangest things for me is that I'm a very, you know, I'm a very probably what you'd call old school player. I like my groups. I like my group mobs. And every time, you know, although raiding and end game is very, very important to me, I've always been the one thing I was disappointed in was that there was no, what I thought was no overland group content. And until these invasions that, you know, started on the Saturday, which I saw some of, I seriously thought that them saying that our invasions, our rifts, our system is your overlaying group content, I kind of thought that was, yeah, whatever. But it actually is. I mean, if you want to solo, you can still solo into it. You might die more frequently, but,
right,
you know, you can still solo because some of them are solo mobs, but there are a lot of elite mobs in there and some stuff that, you know, is actually much more beneficial to tackle with a group.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard a lot of people, and this happened to me too, but I heard a lot of people saying, you know, they'd see a rift or they'd see an invasion and they'd run up to fight and they would all of a sudden get, you know, a random pop-up group request, you know, because people were running towards the event, they were just forming groups as quickly as they could so that they could fight. And it just, oh my gosh, it was so exciting to be, you know, in a town, to be in, you know, just doing your crafting or, you know, just doing your little thing. And all of a sudden there's this warning that, oh my gosh, your town's being invaded. You know, everybody stop what you're doing and take care of it or it's going to overrun the town and you won't be able to keep crafting and all the little things you're doing.
Everybody will be dead.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's so different from what I'm used to in other games where it's just you go from, you know, from quest to quest and thing to thing that you're doing. Here, you know, in Talaria, you're never going to know what's going to happen when you log in.
Yeah, it definitely adds like an element of unpredictability that I didn't think was really going to be there. And I must admit I was wrong there. I've been wrong a lot lately. So it's refreshing. I can't wait to see what else is done with it. Now, Scott did mention that we're having the next beta in between Christmas and New Year's. And
yes.
Really looking forward to seeing the tweaks that are being made. And I really hope that, I mean, I shouldn't say hope because they've already proven that, you know, you're listening to our feedback, but I can't wait to see the changes that they've made because of the feedback from Beta 2.
Now, I want to remind everybody about that. We kind of slipped this event in there. And, you know, as you've seen in the announcement that went out about the event, this is, again, going to be level 1 through 20, but both sides will be available. So people are not going to actually see any new content in this event. Mm-hmm. And I know that's a little disappointing for people, but try to remember that this is something we just kind of squeezed in due to popular request. we did not originally have this beta scheduled when we first put together the beta plan, but you know, there were a lot of people asking for some time to play over break time, and you know, well, people were off of school and maybe off of work. We couldn't do it this week. You know, Christmas was just a little too much to try to do it. But we decided to slip it in there next week so people could have some time to play and have some fun while they have a little bit of time off.
Well, there will be the new, like the revamps to the class system and the point system. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot more opportunity for people to actually play with that. I know I'm going to be probably just doing that. But yeah, it's great that the NDA is lifted. I'm looking really forward to the third beta event. So,
yeah, me too.
Well, Cindy, thank you for taking time out of your schedule as well to talk to us about, you know, the NDA lift from a community manager's point of view and how beta was from your point of view too. I'm really glad you've been enjoying it as well.
Oh, definitely. I'm looking forward to the next one and any more that might come after that.
That was very diplomatic. So when's beta 4?
Soon. Oh, I haven't got to say that to you for so long.
When's release, Cindy?
After that sometime.
Soon after the soon?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you again, and I will no doubt talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Ari. See you in Talara.
You will. This whole beta NDA lifting thing is just awesome. There's so much, of course, that I could say now about the classes I like or dislike. Love the Archon, love the Paladin, you know, love the Chloromancer, really not too crushed on the Warlock. And I think I'm the only person who doesn't like the Warlock. That, you know, I could talk about crafting. Yes, there are three crafts that you can currently choose per character. I could also talk about the awesome forward roll that the Kalari do, which is probably the reason I will play the Kalari or I will play the High Elves, because they do this like forward, you know, like somersaulty roll thing. It's really cool. Now, I think I'll save that for another time though. There'll be a lot of information out there. I'm not entirely sure I'll have the energy for another podcast this year. This one was unexpected. I'll let people know whether there will be one before the end of the year or not, but 4 podcasts in 10 days is really hitting my limit. Now, remember, you can friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, contact us via riffpodcast@gmail.com through the Contact Us form or in comments on the site. I really hope you enjoyed this special podcast. This is Arithian. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Beta 3.